Most writers of any kind spend their lives trying to find their voice, some characteristic or style that makes them unique or different. Well, I don't know exactly when Roger Miller found his, but from the beginning of his major label recording career to the end, he never lost it. He was truly a wordsmith. Whether he was making the listener laugh or cry, he always executed his lyrics as only he could. You're listening to Two Country for Country Radio.
Well, I hear tell you're doing well, good things have come to you. I wish I had your happiness. You had to do, I could 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 do. They tell me you're running free, your days are never blue. Well, I wish I had your good luck charm. And you had to do, I could 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 do. I see you going down the street in your big Cadillac. You got girls in the front and got girls in the back. Yeah, the way in the back, you got money in the sack. Both hands on the wheel and your shoulders right back. I hear tell you're doing well, good things have come to you. I wish I had your happiness. You had to do, I could 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 do. I see you going down the street in your big Cadillac. You got girls in the front and girls in the back. You're in a way in the back. You got money in the sack. Both hands on the wheel and your shoulders right back. I hear tell you're doing well. Good things have come to you. I wish I had your good luck charm. And you had to do, I could 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 do. Better, better, better.
For those of you who don't know, Roger Miller was born in January of 1936 and passed away in October of 1992. So a life well lived there for Roger Miller. He was an American singer-songwriter that wrote huge hits over his career. He was only 56 years old when he passed, and it's a shame. I think that his pen never stopped producing wonderful songs, so there were definitely more to be heard out of Roger Miller. But I discovered him, I guess, when I was maybe 14 or 15 years old. I bought a cassette tape out of the Walmart discount bin, and it turned me on to Roger and songs like Chug-a-Lug and Dang Me, and the first song that we're going to start out with today, King of the Road. I mean, just blew my mind. Being a country music fan my entire life, at that formative age, hearing a whole new way of writing, I guess is the only way I know how to put it. He was just brilliant. He was brilliant in a quirky type way. And I'll be honest, I haven't listened to Roger in a while. And I figured, what the heck, let's do a little podcast on him. And I'm going to listen to these songs with y'all and then kind of comment on some of the things that maybe they bring up in my spirit or whatever. So y'all go ahead and grab you a coffee or a cold drink if it's in the evening times, and let's listen to a little Roger Miller and start out with his biggest hit, The King of the Road.
And I got to thinking about things and this and that and the other, and I made up this little verse.
Trailers for sale, I rent rooms still at 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets.
ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys an 8x12 four-bit room. I'm a man of means, by no means king of the road. Third boxcar, midnight train, destination Bangor, Maine. Whoa, worn out suit and shoes, I don't pay no union dues. I smoke old stogies I have found, short but not too big around. I'm a man of means, by no means king of the road. And I know every engineer on every train, all their children, all of their names, every handout in every town, and every locked it ain't locked when no one's around. I sing trailers for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes, I but 2 hours of pushing broom buys an 8x12 four-bit room. I'm a man of means, by no means king of the road.
So I think after hearing that, you know, I think that one thing that comes to mind about Roger that is sometimes a bit overlooked is his performance skills. You know, he was so charismatic, and that is something that if somebody's going to have a long career, it's got to be a part of your personality. I mean, there's not too many bland performers who have a 30-year career like Roger did. You know, he was an amazing performer, and I think his understanding of music and melodies and how to put all that together was what also made him very special. And a song that I didn't know he wrote for many years that I always enjoyed of Alan Jackson's was, well, I call it Alan Jackson's song now. I mean, he kind of made it his own after having a big hit with it in the mid-90s. It's a song called Tall, Tall Trees, and Roger recorded it back in 1970. And let's take a listen to Roger's version of that song.
Well, if you want to drive a big limousine, I'll buy the longest one you've ever seen. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters in the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. Well, if you want to own a great big mansion, well, I'll give it my utmost attention. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters in the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. Well, I'm a fool, oh, for you. It may take a while, but I'll prove it's true. Well, if it's loving you want, I've got it. If it's money you want, I'll get it. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters in the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. Trip across the ocean, we'll travel anywhere you take a notion.
I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters in the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. Well, if you wanna own a great big mansion, well, I'll give it my utmost attention. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters in the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. Well, I'm a fool, fool for you. It may take a while, but I'll prove it's true. Well, if it's loving you want, I've got it. And if it's money you want, then I'll get it. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters in the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you.
My goodness, anybody that's familiar with Nashville studio players from around that time, man, what a record there from Roger. You know, you got Pig Robbins on the piano, Bunny Emmons on the steel guitar, and Buddy, man, just so funky on that steel guitar. I love Bob Moore's bass part on there, too. I think it really, really made it pop, and I'm not sure if that was Tommy Jackson or Buddy Spitcher on the fiddle, but fantastic work. And you could see, you know, how Alan Jackson would translate that into a hit song in the 90s. You know, 90s country is so produced and so meticulous in every little sound. I mean, it's, you know, you go back and listen to those Alan Jackson records from that time period, and they're just perfect. And when you take a song as good as Tall, Tall Trees, which anything Roger Miller wrote is just perfect lyrically and fun, and it really fit Alan's style at the time, and he definitely made it his own and scored a big hit with that one. So now that we've covered, you know, the fun side of things, let's hear Roger's take on a more serious side of things. And this is one called Husbands and Wives from his 1975 album, Super Songs. And it's kind of self-explanatory. I won't get in too much detail about it. If you've never heard it before, you are about to hear one of the finest jobs of songwriting that you'll ever hear in country music.
Two broken hearts, lonely looking like houses where nobody lives. Two people each having so much pride inside, neither side forgives. The angry words spoken in haste, such a waste of two lives. It's my belief pride is the chief cause in the decline in the number of husbands and wives. A woman and a man and a woman, some can. Some can't and some can. Two broken hearts, lonely looking like houses where nobody lives. Two people each having so much pride inside, neither side forgives. The angry words spoken in haste, such a waste of two lives. It's my belief pride is the chief cause in the decline in the number of husbands and wives. Husbands and
I remember watching Austin City Limits one night, and this had to be, I was watching it in the mid late 90s, but this had to be an episode from in the early 80s, and Willie Nelson was on there, and he called Roger up out of the crowd to do a song with him that they had recorded called Old Friends. And anyway, it was a beautiful performance on Austin City Limits. You can probably find that somewhere on YouTube or something. But here's Roger Miller with Old Friends, because we all need old friends sometimes to help us get through some things. And this song really highlights that concept.
A while back, me and Willie Nelson recorded an album of songs that I've written over the years. Half of mine, Invitation to Blues, Billy Bio, a bunch of stuff like that. It'll be out. It's out this week. It's called Old Friends. Here is the title song from the album, Old Friends. In the park, playing croquet till it's dark, old friends. Mm-hmm. Old friends, swapping lives of lives and loves, pitching popcorn to the doves, old friends. Looking up to watch a bird, holding arms to climb a curb, old friends. Old friends. Lord, when all my work is done, bless my life and grant me one old friend, at least one old friend. Swapping lies of lives and loves, pitching popcorn to the doves, old friends. Mm-hmm. Old friends. Lord, when all my work is done, bless my life and grant me one old friend, at least one old friend.
You know, one of the things that's fun about doing this kind of podcast and going back and listening to these old tunes and stuff is to realize that these monster songs, some of them are on the same albums. We're going to go back to 1964's Roger and Out album and listen to a couple of songs on there that really just made me a huge Roger Miller fan as a kid and stuck with me all these years. One about drinking called Chug-a-Lug, and then another one about being just a low-down scoundrel of a man called Dang Me. So, y'all give these a listen. If you've never heard these songs, you're in for a treat. We'll just leave it at that.
Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, make you want holler, hidey-ho, burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, grape wine in a mason jar, homemade, brought to school by a friend of mine and after class. Me and him and this soothe fool decided we'll drink up what's left. Chug-a-lug, so I held myself, first time for everything. My ears still ring. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, make you wanna holler, hidey-ho, burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, 4-H and FFA, on a field trip to the farm, me and a friend sneak off behind this big old barn where we uncovered, discovered that moonshine still, and we thought we'd drink our fill. I swanered it with a smile. Ooh, I run 10 miles. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, make you wanna holler, hidey-ho, burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, jukebox and sawdust floor, something like I ain't never seen. Heck, I'm just going on 15, but with the help of my finagling uncle, I get snuck in for my first taste of sin. Let me have a big old sip. I done a double backflip. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, make you wanna holler, hidey-ho, burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, chug-a-chug-a, chug-a-lug, yeah. Sitting home with a month-old child. Dang me, dang me, they ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? One more time. Just sitting around drinking with the rest of the guys. 6 rounds bought and I bought 5. And I spent the groceries and half the rent, like $14.27. Or dang me, hang me, they ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? One more time. Roses are red and violets are purple, sugar's sweet and so is maple syrup. And I'm the seventh out of 7 sons, pappy's a pistol, I'm a son of a gun. Well, dang me, dang me, I'll take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me?
So from Grammys to Hall of Fames, all the awards you could possibly win in music, Roger had them all sitting on his mantle by the time he left this old world. And he left a long-lasting legacy of just good music, man. I love his songwriting, always have. And I hope that this little episode has been a window that'll kind of leads you into that world if you want to. Just buy you a Roger Miller album. It doesn't matter which one. And sit down and just listen. Listen to a man who really understood how to not only write songs, but project and perform them. He was a very, very special talent, and I think that he's definitely somebody that if you are a songwriter, you need to spend some time with. His material, like I said, it stands the test of time, and it's just, you know, Kristofferson has his own voice. Willie has his own voice as a songwriter, and so many more of the greats. But Roger Miller's right there with them, man. And in a different way, he's so unique in his quirky sense of humor, and then his outside of the box thinking that he applied to love songs and sad songs, in kind of a folky way, in a way that I wouldn't be surprised if Roger Miller was a influence on John Prine. I don't know that for a fact, but I would think so. I mean, there are some similarities in their writing styles. So, if you have enjoyed this, go ahead and share it on your social media page. That'll really help me out. If you want to hear me sing some songs, you can head on over to JoshPorter08. On YouTube. I'm still there belting them out every now and then. So anyway, y'all take care. It's October of 2023, and I'll see you next time. Time keeps on slipping into the future, as the great Steve Miller said. It's a totally different thing, but we might get into him sometime too. I don't guess that would be a too country for country radio. Maybe he's had more of an influence on country radio now than Roger Miller has. That's a fascinating subject to think about. But anyway, it seems like all the players these days are definitely more into rock and roll, 70s, 80s rock, than they are Roger Miller albums. But I hope y'all are doing well. And again, thank you for listening. And I will catch you somewhere down the road. This has been Too Country for Country Radio. Roger Miller.
River in the rain. Sometimes at night you look like a long white train. Winding your way away somewhere. River, I love you, don't you care? Well, if you're on the run, winding someplace, just trying to find the sun. Whether the sunshine, whether the rain, river, I love you just the same. But sometimes in a time of trouble, when you're out of hand and your muddy bubbles roll across my floor, carrying away the things I treasure, hell ain't no way to measure. River in the rain. Sometimes at night you look like a long white train, winding your way away from me. A river I've never seen the sea. Thank you.
treasure. Hell ain't no way to measure why I love you more than I did the day before. River. Never seen the sea.